Welcome to the Talking with the Eagles podcast on the How Can I podcast network. My name is Darnell Bent, the CEO and founder of How Can I, a creative educational company who believes your students have the skills and ability to be the change they want to see in this world. As we prepare for the Mass State exams this week in New York City, a few of the young Eagles at PS 13, Roberto Clemente, had a special idea for today's podcast episode.
Okay, so we should give some tips for the math test.
Test time can be very scary for some people. So we thought it would be a good idea to give elementary schools across the city some advice on what they can do to be fully prepared for the Mass State test. So with the help of our podcast club, we produced this first episode of the Talking with the Eagles podcast for the rest of their schoolmates to feel encouraged and confident before they take the Mass State exam.
Welcome. My name is Yasmin Lopez-Martinez, and I'm here with one of my co-hosts, Kayleen Mejia
and Angelina Flippin.
These three young ladies are fifth graders here at PS 13, Roberto Clemente. As we prepared to record this episode, they were very excited to share their test-taking tips with the rest of their schoolmates.
Jasmine, I have something to say. Well, don't rush the test. Take your time to flow through what you're doing to make sure you got all the questions correct and make sure to tick over your work.
Before we speak about any specific math tips, the girls thought that it would be a good idea to talk about your mindset towards taking the test before doing it. Because think about it. If you go into the test rushing through questions or feeling bad about how well you're going to do on it, all the work you put in to pass this test will be pointless. So we thought it would be important to share these tips first.
Angelina, what's some tips you have?
Okay, some tips that I have is, like, sometimes the tips that they give us on the test don't actually help as well as our own tips. Yes, our own tips that we make in class. Like, in math, in class, like, during lessons, we know that, like, we should always do the best strategy for us to solve a question. So if we do it the way we're taught and we don't understand it, that's okay. You could just do it your way. Like, if you still got the same answer, but you did it your own way, that's fine, because you can understand your way more than the real way. Because there's more than one way to teach a lesson.
As Angelina mentioned, there's many ways to get to the same answer. Passing the test is all about getting to the right answer. So if you're more comfortable and confident in your own strategies, don't be afraid to use what's been working for you. Before we moved on, Kayleen had another general test-taking strategy she wanted to share with you.
And I have another tip. It's like, if you stumble over a question and you don't understand it, just skip it and go back. Or if you don't understand it, just keep reading. Or just think about the numbers and see what you can do to the numbers and see if you can add them, subtract, multiply, divide.
Kayleen brings up a very good point. When you read the questions, think about what they want you to do with the numbers to get to the answer you need. Are they asking you for a total? Then maybe you need to add. Is the question saying that something is being taken away? Then maybe you need to subtract. Make sure to brush up on your word problems, because we want to make sure that you're using the right math functions at the right times. Afterwards, Yasleen had some specific tips that she wanted to make sure that you knew.
Actually, I have some more tips. So some tips I have is always show your work. Like what Kayleen said, if you stumble over a question, go past it. And when you finish all your questions, if you still have that question, go back to it and continue.
This is a classic tip by Yasleen. I remember taking a math state test at your age, and we were taught the same thing. Don't get stuck on any question you might not have the answer to in the moment. Instead, move on and come back to it. Sometimes, the momentum and confidence of getting the other questions right will help you to figure out the right answer when you come back and look at the question that you were stuck on earlier in the test. And as she also mentioned, always show your work. Don't forget that part.
I have another tip. Well, not a tip, but it's like, I advise you guys to go home and practice. Try to remember your volume, your area,
your multiplication tables,
your division tables, your subtraction, your addition.
Now this is the key, boys and girls. Take some time tonight to review all your addition, subtraction, division, and multiplication tables, because these four functions are the key to solving problems you'll see on your test this week.
And improper fractions.
Yeah, always remember to practice with your area, because you might be given a box or defined, like with a box,
and you need to find the area of it. So it's always good to remember the formula you need to use. Like for finding volume, you need to do length times width times height.
As you talk about formulas, think about all the important formulas and conversions you should know for your test. Remember to brush up on conversions like the amount of ounces in a pound or the amount of feet in a yard, because these could be some questions that you see on the test.
Is there anything else y'all want to add before we close out?
It's always good to give yourself a challenge with bigger numbers since we're in a higher grade. So I think you should do, you should write out, big multiplication problems with
hundreds,
tape diagrams, mm-hmm. and you should multiply bigger numbers. You should always remember to draw out with your problems so that you could visually see it too.
Okay.
Is there any other thing
you
guys suggest?
Do you have anything
else
to add on?
As we wrapped up, our host wanted to give our producers behind the mic a chance to share their thoughts with you as well.
We have Aruna Lee, Isaac Junction, and Caden Brewer.
As our producer.
Some of them might want to say something. So here you go, Harun.
Here you go, Harun. What do you guys think are some tips or suggestions to help do on the math state test in 2024?
Hello, my name is Harun Ali. And some tips. And some tips for the math state test is, I bet it will be, some questions will be kind of hard and some questions will be easy, but all you got to do is just remember your strategies and to draw out your problems. So
Harun also had a specific fraction example he wanted to share with you, considering that sometimes fractions could be a little difficult.
To find out your problem, or you can just, if there's fractions, you can do, let's say, five over two times 2 over 1. You have to multiply the top and then multiply the bottom, and then if the top number is over the bottom number, you have to simplify it.
Agree.
Let's move on to Caden Brewer, our producer.
Oh.
Okay. So some tips that one tip that I have is to do the strategy, read, draw, write, because as Angelina said, to find volume, we also need to draw out our figures so we make sure that we get the right answer and the right calculations for our problem.
And it's also okay if you can't properly draw a 3D figure, but it's always good to do your best.
Isaac, do you got anything else to say?
Yes, Isaac. Share some amazing ideas with us.
Although he was a little shy today, it turns out that Isaac had one main thing that he wanted to tell his schoolmates about what they should do the night before the exam.
So some tips I have for you is to go to bed early and don't stay up all night.
And make sure to not stay up all night playing Fortnite, Call of Duty, and all those other games.
As we wrapped up, Kayleen has some final words of encouragement for her schoolmate.
Okay, so I think that everyone should go home. If you're not going home and practicing, I really think you should, because the math test is really around the corner. And the ELA test, I bet most of the kids in this school did good. And I bet most of the kids in the past did good. And I bet everybody in the school is going to do good. Just don't doubt yourself. Keep going. If don't doubt yourself, keep going and really try.
Okay, we're going to end this here.
So there you have it, boys and girls. Always remember, how you think about yourself is the first step to doing well. So before walking into that test room, remind yourself that you are smart and capable enough to pass this test with flying colors. Thank you to everyone for taking the time to listen to this first episode of Talking with the Eagles on the How Can I Podcast Network. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast and share it with all your friends. We'll be back with another episode before you know it. Take care.